This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. I recently took some time off from my pay the bills job and did some stuff around the Muskete homestead near the banks of the Ojalote. Always a lot of cleaning to do around our place. I aspire to a tidy little farm, so I keep plugging away, and someday I'm pretty sure it'll be pretty tidy, but for now, I'm just clean, and cleaning. Now, you know, not all the time. We or sometimes just me, took some side trips into the Chiricahuas or off to Bisbee, our cultural capital of Cochise County. One day, I treated myself to a drive along the eastern foothills of the Dragoon Mountains. I mean, I could have gone someplace pretty, right? But like up into Cochise Stronghold, or I could have gone over to Tombstone by going up and over the Dragoons. That's a really nice drive, and I always enjoyed stopping in the grassland before the oak woodland to admire and say hey to an ancient saguaro, tall with many arms and so incongruous. What are you doing out there? You are so out of place, I always say to it. You know, for years we've just stop and admire it from a distance as it sits on posted private property. But nowadays we find ourselves ignoring those signs and wander over to this incongruous saguaro in the desert grassland. It is definitely dying, I would say, and it could be from old age, you know, but some of the winters, not this winter's been very mild, but some of the winters have been quite brutal. And you know, but here's this 30-foot tall saguaro with six arms, and it's been around a long time, and certainly it went through that 1978 Arctic Express, that deep freeze. Anyway, I didn't go visit that magnificent rascal, but opted instead to drive south on a dirt road that curves in and out of the hills and flats through ranching and mining country. Old mines mean much rubble, and so I could stop near crumbling rock walls and kick at old glass and metal junk. Oh, I was having a very, very good time. Well, you know, and then admiring all that vegetation, the road would wind through these thick stands of this curled up in gray grass called tobosa. Or when arroyos opened up in the grassland, it was saccatone, giant saccatone, as far as you could see. And then into tarbush and mariola and thickets of bumelia, thickets of little leaf sumac. And then there's an area where desert hackberry grows, or tries to, because some previous winters must have hammered on them, but they're resprouting from the base, from the roots. Pretty cool to see desert hackberry out there. I did stop a lot, especially near a mining area called Cortland. Nothing like old lavender bottle top next to a purple prickly pear for a photo op. So I took some pictures and I took some cuttings of those beautiful prickly pear. You bet I did. So one of my favorite plants was found in those rocky foothills, along with the tarbush and the creosote. It's very densely and spiny branch shrub called Condalia. That's its genus. It has a common name I've heard it called, Crucio. But everyone seems to just call it by its generic name, and I think that's pretty cool. So Condalia. I've heard it called some other things, but common names. Let's just call it Condalia. It's named after an 18th century Spanish physician by the name of Antonio Condal. Condalia is so easy to spot. It's like this large evergreen clump in a wintry landscape. From a distance, you may mistake it for a juniper. And there are cabillions of tiny green leaves on many branches, all of them spine-tipped. So Condalia is spinescent. Every branch ends in a little spine. Tiny flowers occur at the ends of those branches and lead to a tiny fruit, some flesh and a seed. It's a drupe. And if you gather the small drupes, you know, you want to grow Condalia. This is Condalia warnockii. If you want to grow it, you'll be repeatedly saying to yourself, ouch, ouch, and ouch. As you can imagine, little birds love to hang out in Condalia warnockii. You bet they do. I mean, it's so thick and spiny and safe, and the food ain't bad either. So an excellent plant to search your favorite nursery for. Why aren't you growing Condalia, you can say to them. Petey Muskete says you should be growing Condalia warnockii, please. It would be beautiful in your personal landscape, a killer bird plant. And hey, you know, it's not too bad out there in habitat, where it always reminds me that the desert is beautiful, my friends. Oh, yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.